Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Special day today because my buddy Joe Truini is in the booth with me instead of thousands of miles away in his home studio. Joe, welcome to the studio again.
Thank you very much, Danny. It's great to be back here in Mobile, Alabama. I love coming down doing your show from the studio across from Danny instead of, like you said, thousands of miles away. I've been down here since 3 days ago. I've been shooting the new season of Simple Solutions, and we've got a whole new batch. I'm very excited. I think they're really interesting ones. You think you'd get tired of doing Simple Solutions or run out of ideas, but mm-hmm. I don't know. We've never run out of ideas, and I think they just seem to get better and better. Not only the ideas themselves, but how we shoot them.
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about that process and maybe get a little sneak view of some of the ones that they taped recently sure. because they keep getting better and better. But some of the other things we're going to tackle during this hour, moisture issues are a year-round problem. We've got some solutions if you're dealing with some of the same issues some of our listeners are dealing with. Also, of storage, having some really good heavy-duty shelving for your organizational efforts in your storage room, your garage, your outbuilding. We've got a great idea on that. Also, we're dealing with a dangerous fireplace issue. We want to tell you about it and help out a homeowner that's wondering exactly what to do. Maybe it's something that you might need to be aware of. We're going to talk with you about that as well. And also, last week I shared with you a few funny home improvement stories. I have a couple more to share with you this week. They seem to keep coming in, and we would encourage you to send in anything. And it might be a funny story now. Maybe it wasn't so funny right. when it happened,
exactly.
But we would love to hear from you on that. First of all, you can just pick up the phone and call us at 800-946-4420 and tell us all about that story. Or if you'd like to send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Joe, talking about Simple Solutions, you have one you're going to share with us this hour.
Absolutely. And it has to do with cleaning bathroom surfaces. Sometimes that can be kind of challenging. And I have a couple suggestions on products that you would find in an auto parts store.
Auto parts store. Well, I'll tell you what, the crossover between some of the things that we talk about with solutions to certain problems
right.
being in your pantry or at the grocery store, and now we're headed over to the auto parts store. Some of your simple solutions, there's something for everybody in the mall now, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking for excuses to get out of the house. That's basically
there
it.
There you go. All right. But talking about the simple solution and so forth, I hope you have an opportunity to regularly watch our Today's Homeowner television show that's now in its 24th year on a national basis, and we do a lot of shows all throughout the year. And a very important part, very popular part of that show, just as it is here on Today's Homeowner Radio, is the Simple Solution segment. Now, Joe, like we've talked about, it seemed like we would all, that you'd run out of these things
right.
after a while. But when you make a conscious effort to, write down some of the solutions that you run into here and there,
yep.
the list gets pretty long pretty quick, doesn't it?
It does. I think I sent Scott, the director who runs the Simple Solutions, I think I sent them 40 new Simple Solution
wow.
ideas. And from that, we selected the 13 best ones, 13 or 14, I think we shot. And I'll be down in another few months, and we'll shoot another 13 or 14. But yeah, I never really even thought about running out of ideas until someone mentioned it one time. They said, aren't you afraid of just running out of ideas? And I said, well, I wasn't until just now, But I don't know. Like you said, I'm always working on a project. I'm doing a lot of reading all the time, and things just, in fact, a few of the simple solutions. Oddly enough, one of the simple solutions I shot was something I had just come up with on my own working down in the shop. And Brad, who's the cameraman on the Simple Solutions, he said, you know what? I just did that last week. So before I did this simple solution, which I had just made up maybe last month, he had come up with it on his own as well.
Uh-huh,
so there you
yeah.
go. That's about as universal as it gets.
Well, that's what happens so much. And, when you do a lot of home improvement and so forth, you realize good old-fashioned common sense and awareness of, practical ways of getting things done really spawn a lot of ideas because, you can make things so complicated these days, but boy, when you keep it simple and you think about it and you step back a little bit and go, well, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way of doing
right.
this. Usually that will move you right into a good solution.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention, they
that's
say, right.
right?
And that's basically what simple solutions are. A lot of them, they just say, I need something to hold this board. How am I going to do it? And next thing you know, there's a simple solution born. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to people seeing these. They'll be airing, I guess, starting in the late winter, I think, like February or so. You'll be seeing a bunch of new ones. A lot of them have to do with using power tools. A lot of them have to do – there's a gardening one. You know, we have several more shot outdoors. So, yeah, I think it's going to be – I think it's a really good batch. I'm very proud. I love working with Brad and Scott, and so I think they're going to be – I think viewers – and they'll eventually make it to the radio show too. So, and, of course, they're online. They're over 500 online right now.
And I would encourage you to check out the Today's Homeowner television show. It's a national half-hour show. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com and find out all about it and where you can see it in your area. Good chance you can see it. Well, matter of fact, I guarantee you can see it. It's in over 90% of the country right now, plus a lot of the past episodes, over 22 years of episodes, seasons, are available right now on a variety of platforms like Roku, Crackle, Pluto, Amazon, IMDb, and many, many others. Actually, on my vacation, I just returned just last night.
Right.
It's always interesting to me when we were down in St. Croix, and, you know, you have televisions are always different wherever you are, and I'm just popping through hundreds and hundreds of channels. Boom. There's the Today's Homeowner channel all 24 hours a day. Now, you talk about making your family uncomfortable when you turn that on. They go, we're not going to do this, are we?
Not to mention, I can see you live right now. Why am I watching you on TV? Yeah. But if you're trying to avoid Danny Lipford, it's getting very difficult.
Well, that's great, though. We're very thankful for all of the different platforms and all the wonderful emails that we get. Again, we'd love to get an email from you, todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're talking about the simple solution. So if you have a little trick, a little tip, don't assume everybody knows about it. Share it with us either by calling the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420, or send us one through todayshomeowner.com, because it might be something that we've never found out about that we would love to share with our audience.
In fact, any two of the 13 I just shot were suggestions from listeners to the radio show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, one from Montana and one from New York State. One was an improved version of a tip that I showed last year, and one was a completely new one that I hadn't thought of and someone else had. So that does happen. If you contact us and it's a good tip, we haven't shot it before, I'll shoot it. We'll shoot a video of it and post it online and on the TV show, of course, and we'll talk about it here on the radio.
Well, it's always a lot of fun, though, when you have those simple solutions. We've talked about before, one of the things that really drew me into home improvement and really enjoying doing a lot of the things that you can do around your house. There's a lot of gratification with it.
Sure.
You know, that goes along with it. You know, the instantaneous nature of you just finished something, you're looking over your shoulder, and wow, you know, not only the gratification that I just saved a little bit of money by doing it myself,
exactly,
but then being able to get it done right then, and it just kind of feeds you. You want to do more and more and more, and that's what's been feeding my appetite for home improvement for all of these years. And I find that with a lot of people when they talk about that, maybe say, well, you know, I'm not really that handy. So people will say that. I'm really not that handy. And then they'll do one project, and then just all of a sudden it's on then. I've got the whole new cordless package, and I've got a mechanic toolkit here, and then I bought a reciprocating saw. You know, you just hear
a
people.
A term he had never heard of
exactly,
prior.
Just going on and on. I love that kind of enthusiasm that we get with a lot of our listeners here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Well, it does become an insatiable appetite, but people say they're not handy. It's just they've not tried being handy. And being handy doesn't mean you have to be a carpenter and know how to build houses. It could be just fixing a peeling piece of wallpaper or getting your toilet to run more efficiently or whatever. There's a lot, and that's how you start. Absolutely. Next thing you know, you're starting to buy tools.
Exactly. And a good example of that is right now, you know, the Thanksgiving holidays are right around the corner.
Right.
And look around the room right now. Are you seeing some things that might need a little bit of work? Are you seeing something and you go, I wonder how I can fix it? How hard would it be to make that front door look a little bit better since I got stuck hosting the Thanksgiving gathering?
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit. What can I do to make the house look a little bit better?
We start at the front door, right?
Right. Start at that front door and make that look a little bit better. Of course, clean, clean, clean is a great way to start. And then a lot of the things that you can do, just any little eyesore that you have there. And I'll tell you something that's very a great little project is maybe that light that's there on the side of your wall that's mounted on the wall next to your door. Maybe it's looking a little sad right now.
Right,
certainly cleaning it would look good, but if it's old polished brass, it's kind of dated looking. So yes, why
not? How
many
polished brass fixtures inside or outside of homes these days?
Exactly. And why not spend some time and take that down? You can take the fixture down. Be very careful. Turn the power off, of course. And then, you know, tape up and, use the tape and any paper to cover up
to mask
the
off,
actual
right?
glass.
Yeah.
And then all these different finishes that are available now, the hammered finishes that are available in spray. You can go with the onyx black that you see
right.
a lot. But very, very easy a way to make that look a heck of a lot better.
Well, you update the look almost immediately. And what's it cost? I mean, spray paint has gotten more expensive.
Uh-huh.
But even really good spray paint is probably $10 a can.
Right.
And you can do a lot of fixtures with $10.
That's right. Well, we've got a lot of ideas for you here. We're just getting started on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's not just boughs of holly that are going to deck your halls this holiday season. It's you decking the whole house with outdoor lights and holiday decor from the Home Depot. Fill your yard with Yuletide treasure like a hand-painted LED reindeer sculpture. Want to build a snowman? You can, with our 6-foot sparkling snowman covered in lights. You can even pair it with a Disney inflatable Sven. You know, from the movie your kids still watch 3 times a day. Tis the season to make things jolly, and the Home Depot has everything you need to make the holidays yours. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're heard coast to coast on over 300 stations, including KRLN AM 1400 in Canyon City, Colorado. Special hello to everybody in and around that special, beautiful part of the country in Colorado. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and we want to hear from you. Pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and we'd love to get an email from you as well. You can send us one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to see if we can help Mike out with an issue that maybe a lot of people are dealing with, and that's moisture under the house. Mike, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there at your house.
How are you today?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, a quick background. My house is on piers, average about 4 feet high from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
I have put in 3-quarter hardwood floors about 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they've done okay up until about a month or so ago. It rained, and it rained every day. And when it does, my gutters overflow and the water runs under the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes the ground under the house wet, and it hadn't had time to dry out. And I believe that's what's buckled my hardwood floors. I'm putting plastic under the house to help some of that, but I don't know how to get the moisture that's in the floors out.
Okay. All right. Well, you're probably right. And it's so strange, Mike, that we're hearing about this more and more over this last year than we've ever heard about it before. And of course, it has a lot to do with certain areas of the country getting so much rain. And just after a while, it starts migrating up through the floor. I'll tell you, putting plastic down probably will solve the problem in most cases. It's so good in keeping that moisture from migrating up into the home. But let me ask you this. On the perimeter of the home, do you have a lot of ventilation, a lot of cross-ventilation vents? And what do you have, brick or wood on the outside of your home?
I have brick. I have a lot of vents. And in my carport, I have a door to get under the house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I installed a fan on that door. So I can turn it on, and it blows the cool air from under the house into the carport. So I've got pretty good ventilation if that fan's on.
Okay,
but I don't know if I need to just leave it on or what.
Well, I'll tell you, make it automatic. Get a little small humidistat and just wire it in just like you would a traditional switch. And then you can set it for about 60 or 70% relative humidity. And when it gets up to that level, which is an acute level, then it will turn on and move that air instead of you having to remember to do it. And boy, that's a great way of doing it. I'll tell you what, Mike, if you put that plastic down and keep that moisture from migrating up, use that fan, put a humidistat on the fan, and then do everything you can on landscaping or diverting as much of that rainwater from getting under the house than you can. You're well on your way. I mean, that will minimize it considerably. Now, inside the house, I would look at a small dehumidifier. You don't have to use a whole house dehumidifier. If you have just a room dehumidifier, that'll start lowering that percentage of moisture inside your home. You'll be surprised what that buckling floor will do. Joe, I know we have this kind of situation a lot.
Sure.
We've heard people talking about how amazing it is, even though they have a floor problem, that you start lowering that humidity down to 50%, it starts kind of correcting itself to a degree.
It does. And Mike, I have actually seen that happen where a floor has been buckled, the moisture problem has been solved, and that floor just settles back down once it's dry. Now, does that happen 100% of the time? No, but most of the time it absolutely has. Now, you've got a lot working for you, though. First, you've got 4 feet of space under your house. We talk to people all the time, we have like 18 inches. And then it's a whole nother issue, right? Because it's really hard to get ventilation under there. You have a fan already, so that's good. If there's insulation between the joists underneath this, you want to make sure that's not wet. Because if it's wet, you're going to have to pull it out and probably replace it all. So you don't want to, because obviously you don't want to hold moisture against the underside of that floor. And do you know if this is a solid wood floor or is this an engineered wood floor?
A solid wood.
Okay. Well, it should settle back down. The reason I ask is engineered wood is sometimes more susceptible to buckling, especially if there's not perimeter space around the room. But I think as Danny said, keep the water from going underneath it, put down the plastic, which is always the number one thing to do. I think these floors will settle down. Now, unless you keep that water out from under the house, though, this problem is probably going to return.
Yeah. Now, on the humidity sensor, do I just run the sensor under the house and hang it in the air?
Yes, exactly right. You can just leave it because you really don't have to have access to that, and you can just nail it to one of your joists or leave it floating in the air. I don't think it has to be positioned vertically for it to work properly, but you may want to check when you buy that. But they're very inexpensive, very easy to install. They're very, very reliable, and that way you don't have to have that in the back of your mind that it's been wet, I need to turn it on. It'll do all that thinking for you.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you being part of the show because what you're dealing with is what a lot of people are dealing with throughout the country, and hopefully we've helped a lot of people by talking to you through this, and best of luck on it, and also have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
All righty, thank you very much. Hey, from time to time we have little feature weeks here at Today's Homeowner, and this week is Weatherize Your Home Week, and it's brought to you by our friends at Duck Brand. The weather's gotten cooler throughout most of the country, and the key to a nice, cozy home and lower electric bills this winter is making sure you seal out all those drafts and keep the warm air inside. We've got a lot of information on how to do this at todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. There you'll find all kind of videos, tips, tricks that you need to save energy and money in the colder months ahead. And while you're there, enter the home weatherization giveaway. Duck Brand has given away 14 lucky winners, a weatherization prize pack to cover both the door and window installation. Now, the prize pack includes 2 Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Kits, 1 Duck Brand Double Draft Seal, and 1 Duck Brand Heavy Duty Weather Strip Seal. You can enter right now through November 21st. Again, all of this and more can be found at todayshomeowner.com/weatherize. Joe, all the time we talk about how just making those little baby steps and
that's
just
right.
Doing a few things here and a few things there can certainly impact that power bill.
Well, you talk about a timely promotion. I mean, this is the time of year people are sealing up, and we were talking earlier about some people aren't sure if they're handy or not. Well, here's a way to be handy. Start right now by installing some new weather stripping or replacing old weather stripping. I mean, how often do people not realize that it's really just the weather? It's not just the door. Sometimes they want to replace the door. Well, if you just look at the weather stripping for a fraction of the cost, you can, as long as the door is not rotting or something, anything like that, you can get, make it more energy efficient just by replacing the weather stripping.
Yeah, you know, and our country is so diverse, you know, from one end to the other. You never know. We're experiencing here in the Southeast, you know, a pretty cool temperature, you know,
right.
For us, 72 degrees max during the day and then getting down to 49 at night. So it's starting to really feel cold. But ironically, I'm going to be in New York for a couple of days next week.
Oh, okay.
And checking the weather ahead there. And the high there is going to be 85.
Oh, is it?
And a
next
low
week? Wow.
Of 72. I'm all mixed up. If I go north, it's just an old thing. When I go north, I thought it would get colder. What's going on? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, we have what we call Indian summer, but that usually happens in late October. So maybe it's coming a little later to New York. I don't know.
But then again, we know what's right around the corner. So, you know,
of course, it's like
right now is such a perfect time to take care of a lot of those weatherization issues and just some of the things that you always seem to put off right now. Push yourself a little bit just to do a couple of these things. You might look at a list and realize that list is pretty long. We'll just knock out two or three of the things at a time, and your house will be, not only are you going to save money, and that's kind of a nice little bottom line gratification of it, but you also are going to be a lot more comfortable in your home
right.
without having to put up with all of those drafts.
And the first thing you might want to do is clean out those gutters. As Mike learned, if a gutter's overflow, it can cause all kinds of troubles. Clean out those gutters before the weather gets too much colder.
Hey, another thing you really want to be careful about is your fireplace. You know, we're going to use that fireplace most likely quite a bit during this winter. You want to make sure that it is safe to operate because they do get old and water gets inside. You may not realize it's really, we strongly recommend you getting that chimney sweep out to really inspect it and to clean it very well. We had a homeowner do that very thing. They found a very dangerous situation that we're going to share with you when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. You know, storage is a big concern for a lot of homeowners, so there's all kinds of shelving options in the aisles of the home center. But if you're looking for something really heavy duty for your garage, workshop, or basement, this Husky Steel I-beam shelving unit may be just what you need. Now, it measures 78 inches high, 77 inches wide, and 24 inches deep. And when they say heavy duty, they mean it. Each of these four adjustable shelves can support up to 2,500 pounds when the weight is evenly distributed. That's because of the welded steel construction and it's also treated with a power coat finish for lasting durability. The shelvings adjust in 3-inch increments, so you can set up the unit to where it stores pretty much anything that you would like. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime warranty. So if you need some really heavy-duty storage and you've got those storage problems, this may be your solution. Check it out for yourself at HomeDepot.com. Yeah, I tell you, storage, and some of those things, you know, the old plastic things, you know, sometimes you really don't need heavy-duty storage, but you never want to test any kind of storage unit that you have. And, you know, we tend to load these things up, you know, when you start utilizing them and so forth, really does make a big, big difference. So glad to be able to share that with you. Right now, let's go right back to the hotline. We have Kathy with a little fireplace issue. Kathy, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with this fireplace.
Hey. We have a hole in the fireplace on the back wall on the inside,
uh-huh.
And it's metal. It's not concrete or whatever. It's metal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And it's at the very bottom, and it's a fairly big hole. We didn't know it was there, and the piece that the previous owners put in there has fallen out, so now we have a hole.
Oh, okay.
Kathy, is this a wood-burning fireplace?
It is a wood-burning fireplace.
So it has a metal box, and there's a hole. Does the hole look like it's been rusted out, or is it like a puncture hole? Or
it doesn't look rusted out, no.
Okay.
It just looks like maybe it was cut or something. I don't think it was cut, but it's fairly deep, and it goes, you know, you can see inside of it.
I guess I'm wondering, how are you able to see this? This is inside the firebox itself, I assume.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. So I'm seeing the picture. I appreciate you sending that. And so we're looking at the like the bottom edge of the firebox itself.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, first of all, this is a pretty serious situation, because with a roaring fire, embers can easily, go out of there. And, of course, if there's any combustible material behind it, you know what could happen with that. I think I would, Joe, what do you think on this? Would you, I could envision taking some heavy duty metal,
right,
and actually pop riveting around that. But I would be concerned where this came from. I wonder if maybe it was a knockout for a gas line that a lot of times you'll have that you can bring the gas line in. Maybe it was damaged during installation. And of course, with it being at the bottom of the firebox, if there ever was a small leak, then that can certainly cause the deterioration. What do you think Kathy should do?
Yeah, Kathy, they do make what's called furnace cement, high-temperature furnace cement, and there's also fireplace mortar, which comes in like a caulking tube, and it's meant for filling holes in masonry fireplaces, but it could be used in this case. And I agree with Danny. I think you need to get a piece of metal. Fabricator might have to come out, get a piece of metal and put it in there. And with the fireplace caulk, it would, it would seal it. But there is combustible material behind there. You can be sure of that. So it is important to have that sealed up.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is a caulking that's available that is a fireplace repair type of caulk that's, made for high temperatures. And you actually, instead of pop riveting it, you could actually take that, a piece of a sheet metal, and I'm talking about something that's maybe 3 inches by 5 inches, and caulk it thoroughly and push it in place. Maybe put some bricks or something to hold it in place until it dries. And I think you would be in good shape. And then while you're at it, look really, really carefully at the rest of the firebox to make sure there's no other areas like that.
Okay. That sounds great. So thank you so much.
Hey, our pleasure. This is a good time to get that fireplace ready, because you know what's about to happen.
Yes, it is.
All righty. Well, thanks so much for being a part of the show, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. Our pleasure. I saw someone just down the road from me that they had cut a large oak tree. It looked like it might, maybe part of it was diseased, and they cut it down. And I noticed that they have this big, big pile of split wood.
Right.
And I'm thinking, boy, I hope they're not taking that wood right inside and start burning it, because
it's green.
Because it's green. It's only been, cut maybe a month or so. And it looks good. Could, but I was doing a segment on the Weather Channel the other day talking about how can you tell if wood is ready to burn, and there was two or three little methods there. First of all, if you know when it was cut, you really want it to be cut at least 6 or 8 months, a year's even better. So you think about it, the wood that you might cut now, you're going to be using next year. But another thing, and I thought it was pretty cool, you take two pieces of wood and you clang them together. And if they sound hollow, then they're ready to go. And it makes sense. And also the weight of it.
You pick up
a piece of wood that's very green, it's very heavy, pick up one that's already dry, it's a lot lighter. So, those are some unscientific ways of figuring out if that wood's good to go. But you definitely, when you're buying wood, you want to ask the question, how seasoned is the wood?
Right. And, of course, you want to split it as soon as possible.
That's right.
The sooner you can split it, the faster it'll dry out. And we did a simple solution a couple of years ago showing when you stack firewood. Most people just stack it up, just all facing in the same direction. But what you're supposed to do is one row faces, let's say, north and south, then the next row faces east and west, so you're overlapping them. What that creates is a lot of air space, so air can flow through there and the wood dries out a lot faster. And of course, you have to keep it covered.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if it's just sitting out in the rain, it's not going to help.
Unless don't stack it up against the wall.
No, you attract bugs.
Absolutely. Right. You need some air circulating all the way around that. And, the termites and roaches and all of the other
chipmunks and everything
Everything will show up around that when you have it pressed against the wall. Because, if it gets moist and so forth, not only the wood is continuing to deteriorate, it's going to deteriorate anything up against that. Hey, coming up, we're going to try to answer a question that we get a lot. And and that is, do gutter guards really work? There's all kind of gutter covers. There's all kind of ways of kind of minimizing the maintenance that you have to do on your gutters. We're going to have a gentleman I've known for many years, Randy Shriver, who is the CEO and founder of Gutterbrush, talk to us about how Gutterbrush might solve your gutter problems. All of that and a whole lot more coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Trust the tough adhesives the pros depend on for demanding construction and repair jobs. Get unmatched strength and durability, helping reduce installation time and callbacks. Our multiple adhesive technologies meet a variety of performance needs and are perfect for interior and exterior use. Nothing beats their reliability. Tight Bond Construction Adhesives, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutterbrush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of Gutterbrush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Prevent clogged gutters and water damage with Gutterbrush. Money back guaranteed, made in the USA.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'll tell you a question that we get quite a bit here on Today's Homeowner are about gutters. You know, the different ways that you can maintain gutters. And this is absolutely an important time of the year to think about that and what you need to do to make sure that they will help you out throughout the winter, because that's a very important part of it. So we thought it would be a great idea to bring on a good friend of mine, Randy Shriver, who is the CEO and founder of Gutterbrush. And Randy, great to have you back on the show with us. And, you know, gutters are an important part of the house, but maintaining them is just as important. Tell our listeners a little bit about Gutterbrush and some of the advantages that they can expect by using your product.
Thanks, Danny. Great to talk to you again, and I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, Gutterbrush is just basically a very, very simple gutter guard to prevent the buildup of leaves and debris in your gutter channels. As you mentioned, and a lot of your listeners are concerned about, you know, what's going on in their gutters this time of year and trying to direct, you know, rainwater and roof water safely away from the property where it's not going to cause damage and overflow and all the associated damage that clogged gutters can cause as far as water backing up into roofs and soffits and ceilings. And gutter brush is just a very simple, it's basically like a big cylinder-shaped bottle brush that fills the space inside your gutter and lets water flow through, but it acts as a really effective barrier, a simple barrier to prevent leaves and debris from building up in your gutters. So they come in 3-foot lengths. There's no tools or any fasteners needed for installation. You just take these big 3-foot sections of gutter brush, slide them into your gutters end to end, and they remain there year round, providing a really effective, simple filter that basically keeps most of the leaves and debris out of your gutters and lets your gutters flow freely with very, very little effort or maintenance.
Boy, when you're talking about ease of installation and being able to actually bend these around corners, and a lot of times you'll have those inside corners and different areas that you're trying to negotiate around with things. Boy, if you had to have, clip, or hacksaw or anything like that, that would make it a lot harder. But man, it's so easy just to be able to bend those, to be able to cover up every single piece of gutter you have, no matter what kind of shape you have.
You can, yes. They're very flexible. They slide end to end throughout your gutter channel. You can bend it around corners, and if you get to the end of the gutter, we include some 3-foot sections and also some some 18-inch pieces or half sections in our packaging. And if you get to the end of the gutter and you have a little bit too much brush, as you mentioned, cutting isn't necessary. You can actually take the brush and kind of fold it back into itself or bend it back into itself to create a shorter length without the need for really any tools or cutting or fasteners, which just makes the installation and maintenance very, very simple.
Well, this time of the year is when we always like to focus on this because the leaves are falling right this minute and they're going to continue falling. And that's when it can kind of render your gutter almost useless sometimes. And so now's the time to focus on it. And I see you're making it a little easier for homeowners to do this in a very affordable fashion.
We are. Thank you. Yes. I mean, gutter brush is already a very affordable gutter guard compared to most of the screens and covers and other various systems that are out there that can run into the many thousands of dollars to protect a home, where gutter brush typically probably costs, $200 to $300 or somewhere in that range to protect maybe 60 to 100 feet of gutter. And this time of year, we're having a big fall promotion for folks where we're offering 25% off and free shipping on any orders coming up in the next week or so. We'll be running that sale. And so that makes it even more affordable, and most folks can protect their homes for it. The cost ends up being about $2.50 a foot to protect the standard 5-inch residential gutter, and you can do your whole home for a fraction of the cost of what other systems are typically charging out there. So a great time to give it a try and hopefully take that worry of clogged gutters off your list.
There you go, exactly right. And compare that pricing to some of the others that are out there. You'll see very quickly that this is a real affordable way to make that happen around your home. Again, gutterbrush.com, and you need to do that right away in order to take advantage of this special fall sale that Randy does each and every year. Randy, thanks so much for being with us again, and hope you have a great weekend, and hope everything continues to go really well there at Gutter Brush.
Thank you very much, Danny. Just one more little quick
sure.
question
sure.
or quick thing, if you have a second.
Sure.
Is we also are happy to help folks on the phone as well. So I know that sometimes people have questions, and if they want to give us a call, we're always happy to provide any assistance we can. And just wanted to mention our phone number real quickly, if that's all right.
Certainly.
Our number is 888-397-9433. So 888-397-9433. We've got variety of sizes in gutter brush, so we can protect just about any size gutter out there. And if folks have any questions or we can help with any assistance, please feel free to give us a call. We'd be happy to help.
There you go, Randy. Thanks so much. And that's a lot of help for a lot of people. I'm sure we've intrigued a lot of people with this opportunity, and especially this very reasonable price. Always great to work with you and talk with you, and we'll definitely talk with you again soon.
Sounds good, Danny. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, our pleasure. Thank you. Because you get so many, different systems, and of course, how it is with marketing, Joe, we've talked
right.
about that a lot. Everybody has the best one.
Absolutely,
But I'll tell you, we've used gutter brush quite a bit, and it's a really good, effective way of solving those problems.
Yeah, and apparently they're very popular systems because you see them in almost every store and all different types, and they're running these like very long commercials on most TV programs. So I guess there are more and more companies out there because more and more people are installing. I mean, it does save you, might keep you off the ladder, which is always
important. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you go to gutterbrush.com, I haven't been there lately, but I'm sure there's a maybe the backstory of how Gutterbrush came around. That is a good all-American story there about Randy and his father and how they kind of discovered this idea almost by accident. I always love those kind of Americana stories like that. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, and coming up, my buddy Joe is going to share with us another simple solution, which is always one of the favorite parts of the show. So don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
It's Weatherize Your Home Week at Today's Homeowner, brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/weatherize to check out our collection of videos, articles, and tips to help you stop cold air from invading your home this winter. Be more comfortable and save money on your heating bill, too. Plus, while you're there, enter our giveaway for your chance to win a Duck Brand Weatherization Prize Pack for your home. Find it all and more at todayshomeowner.com/weatherize.
It's not just boughs of holly that are going to deck your halls this holiday season. It's you decking the whole house with outdoor lights and holiday decor from the Home Depot. Fill your yard with Yuletide treasure like a hand-painted LED reindeer sculpture. Want to build a snowman? You can, with our 6-foot sparkling snowman covered in lights. You can even pair it with a Disney inflatable Sven. You know, from the movie your kids still watch 3 times a day. Tis the season to make things jolly, and the Home Depot has everything you need to make the holidays yours. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Now, every week at this time of the show, we have our Simple Solution segment from my buddy Joe Truini, and usually he's thousands of miles away in Connecticut, but he's right across the table from me here in the world headquarters in their studio of Today's Homeowner. So I'm looking you right in the eye on this.
I know. It's a little scary.
Other than that,
I'm happy to be here. I love coming down the Mobile.
Well, what do you have for us now?
All right, Danny. Talking about cleaning bathroom surfaces and how that can be kind of challenging, and there are lots of products out there, but I bet you haven't shopped at an auto parts store for any of those products. Here's a simple solution. One of the best ways to clean bathroom surfaces is with an automotive cleaner, and they're sold as, they're usually called dash and glass cleaners, so I guess they're designed for cleaning windshields and dashboards and that kind of thing. But they're also great for cleaning mirrors and windows and glass shower doors. And so try those products. And what they do is they leave behind a bit of a film that prevents them from getting dirty or foggy as often. And then also another tip is at the auto parts store, if you pick up can of paste wax and put it on shower walls, it helps prevent the buildup of soap scum. Because it just prevents it from sticking.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right? And probably seals the grout a little bit, too. But even if you have, you know, a surface that's a solid surface, solid surfacing wall, shower wall that doesn't have any grout joints, it's great for that as well. Mm-hmm. So next time you're at the auto parts store, check out those products.
You know, I've heard of people using that exact same thing, and it does has a kind of residual effect to it that it continues helping you clean everything.
We also, in fact, I just remember we did a simple solution a while ago using, what's that?
Rain-X.
Yeah, and the water just sheets down. It's amazing how well that works on a windshield. You'd think at some point that it would wear off, but they even have windshield wipers already have that material in it, and it lasts quite a while. In fact, sometimes when it's raining, and this would happen on a shower wall as well, you don't even have to put on wipers because it sheets off so quickly when you're driving. So on a shower wall, and if it sheets off the shower wall, of course, it doesn't leave behind the spots.
When's the last time you changed the windshield wipers on your car?
I change, well, you know, up in Connecticut, we have rough winters with them. They freeze themselves right to the windshield. I probably change them every 2 years.
Yeah. I was on my way back. My wife and I were on our way back from a trip, and the windshield wipers were just working terribly. And so I said, well, just pull over to that auto parts store, and I'll get some, and I'll put them on myself. So, and of course,
she must love when you speak to her like
that. Yeah, I kind of growl like that. And anyway, so I went in the auto parts store, got the replacements.
Right.
And you know, I said, I'll show you how easy this is. So we go over to the gas station nearby that had the covered roof since
it
was
raining.
You
said that too soon.
Yeah, I know. And so I pulled the old ones off. I put the other ones on. I said, see how easy it is? So we go back out on the road. We push a button.
Flew off.
One of them flew all the way across the interstate, I think.
I don't know who is designing that system, but it's way over-engineered.
Yeah.
Trying to get the old ones off, trying to get the... I don't know why they have that little hook and they can't clip it on. It sounds like it's clipped on. And plus, they come with like six different attachments depending on your car.
I know.
Over-designed.
Let's keep it simple. Let's figure out a simple solution for those engineers.
Take out your windshield.
That's
how about that?
Exactly right. Hey, I want to remind you on this week's episode of today's Homeowner Television Show, you know, you heard the term she shed. Well, there's a lot of ways that you can use that storage building that's there in your yard and you have a lot of fun with it. If you have a hobby, let your hobby be centered around that particular storage building, and we did that very thing in converting one to an art studio while still able to use it as a storage area, and it turned out pretty attractive, and we definitely had a lot of fun putting that together. So go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area. That pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. Danny Lipford here, along with Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.